Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
It's been 3 years since the Burmese military seized control of the democratically elected government in Burma, also known as Myanmar, violently interrupting the country's hard-fought political and economic progress. In the intervening years, the military has waged a campaign of violence against the Burmese people and plunged the country into crisis. Thousands of civilians have been arrested, tortured, or killed. 2.5 million people have been displaced from their homes, and more than 18 million are in need of humanitarian aid. On the 3-year anniversary of the coup, the United States is increasing pressure on the Burmese military. Once again targeting the regime's sources of revenue that support its military activities against civilians, the U.S. has designated 4 individuals and 2 entities with close ties to the regime. One of the entities is the Shivi Bayun Phi Group of Companies, or SBPG, which is involved with providing the military with petroleum, as well as logistical services. The founder and owner of SBPG, his wife and 2 adult children, were also designated. A Burmese shipping company, Myanmar Five Star Line Company Limited, was sanctioned for facilitating access to foreign currency and for facilitating the shipment of material essential to domestic weapons production by Burma's military. In addition, the United States, along with the foreign ministers of 7 other countries and the High Representative of the European Union, issued a statement condemning in the strongest possible terms the military regime's ongoing atrocities and human rights violations. They reiterated their call for the Burmese military to change course, immediately ceasing violence against civilians, releasing all unjustly detained political prisoners, allowing full humanitarian access, and creating space for inclusive dialogue with all stakeholders. At a press briefing on the coup's 3-year anniversary, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said, "We have always supported the people of Burma and their ability to chart their own path, including through the actions that you saw us take today."
We have ramped up our economic and political pressure on the military regime, including by restricting U.S. dollar transactions with state-owned enterprises that provide revenue enabling the military to harm and kill its own civilians.
Spokesperson Miller added, "We are going to continue to support efforts by the opposition to the regime and to seek a resolution to the conflict that provides for genuine and inclusive multi-party democracy."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.